This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'd love if they had Robert Randolph and the family band open the debate tonight. Wouldn't that be great? Right here. This tune would be absolutely a tremendous way to start. Jamie Yuccas in about 20. Henry Lake's going to join us on what happened. Your thoughts on Tyreek Hill and the various opinions we're going to get on that. Let's talk debate again. We didn't get, because we got to the one question, we got so many responses on that. Great. Started the show. You can podcast. Have we figured out the podcasting issues?
Oh, they're still getting up.
Okay, good.
Yeah, there's no problem there.
Okay. You can podcast the show anywhere you get your podcast outside of another company. Chad Hartman Show, Odyssey, Apple, Spotify. I, with all sincerity, thank you. If you podcast us, I would love if you would reach out to other people and say, just try this. And if they want to run and say this is the worst show ever, fine, but at least they tried it.
Couldn't blame them.
Right? Yeah, there's some truth to it. Segments, half hours, hours. We give you multiple ways to consume it. The Instagram. I'm on the Instagram. I posted, there's probably some way you still can find it, but it's in my stories. A picture of my two oldest boys when they were very young. And I stumbled upon that picture and absolutely just loved it. So I post pictures occasionally. Jarasha posts pictures about himself. I post pictures about my kids, right? Jason's also making a killing on Instagram. I'm making nothing. So I think Jason's winning the Instagram battle. I don't think there's any doubt about it, by 100 miles. So occasionally, if you want to follow me on Instagram, that'd be great. Same thing, Chad Hartman Show. And on Twitter, on X, at Dave_Harrigan, at Chad Hartman Show. Follow us. Try it. Again, dump us. Okay, let's try this one, because we're going to have to take a break sooner, because We had the idle fun with Susie, including keep the text coming. For their age, who looks extraordinarily young? Kamala Harris could be a separate category, by the way. We talked about this before. Because I think Kamala has looked like Kamala looks right now for like 30 years. Which, by the way, sign me up.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to look how I looked when I was 30.
Wouldn't be bad.
I would take that. Sign me up. Who is the, for their age, who's the youngest looking person that you can think of? And if it's your cousin Fred, could be, but we don't know cousin Fred. 0 to 10, how substantial is tonight regarding who will be announced as the winner at some point in the days after November 5th? We also know if Donald Trump loses all 50 states, and he won't, by the way, he will not accept the results. If Donald Trump doesn't win, he will foment problems in this country. 100% guaranteed. Absolutely guaranteed. And by the way, he lost in 2020. End of discussion. He lost. And he sat there and he watched individuals trying to stop the peaceful transfer of power and did nothing for hours and hours and hours. Big backer of the blue that day, wasn't he? Big backer. When he watched it, he did nothing when family members and his closest allies for hours and hours asked him to do something, and it took him 3-4 hours before he did something. Donald Trump, if I had to say it today, because I think my true answer is I don't know, but if I had to say today, if the election was tonight, I would ever so slightly pick Donald Trump. Ever so slightly. And I think the fact that 29% in a recent New York Times poll said they need to learn more about Harris is a huge part of this. She hasn't made herself available to the national audience as much as she's been giving speeches, yes. But in other ways, including asking more questions. And people, like I said last hour, is she 2019 Kamala Harris, who has left of Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, and I'm never voting for a person that far left? That's just not me. You can. Go ahead. Not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying we just disagree. Or when she's moved to the center, why has she moved to the center? And again, Donald's moved on plenty of issues also. But that is going to be a huge part. Harris really convincing us where she's going to be and who she's going to be as a president. Is she going to be 2019? Because the 2019 position wasn't that far from who she was as a senator when she was pretty far left as a senator. She just was. As attorney general, she wasn't that far to the left. There are a lot of people who thought she was, Democrats who thought she was too far to the right as attorney general. She's morphed a lot. Donald would morph every 5 minutes. So that is the comeback. But how significant is tonight regarding who wins the election? Zero tonight is meaningless. It's a debate. It's not going to change anyone's opinion. Or 10, it is everything. And let's stay with this too. Do you expect something significantly unexpected to happen tonight? I'm thinking yes. They've
expecting the unexpected.
Yeah, I am.
Are you predicting which candidate or both?
I think it's going to be both. I do. I think she knows that so much of the country doesn't know her. And she knows a lot of the country who she doesn't already have locked up are saying, who really is she? And when she's, you know, the words she used on Joe Biden, they had to backpedal the next day on the busing situation. They did. But she went after him. Then, by the way, a few debates later, she got her butt kicked by Tulsi Gabbard. When she had Bill Barr and she had Brett Kavanaugh in front of her, she was very good. You can see she's a prosecutor. She's a skilled questioner. So does she do that to Donald tonight? Donald? He's had a lot of debate moments that have worked out very, very well for him in his own inimitable style.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to be a debate where we were talking about tomorrow and saying, they just played the hits. I think there's going to be something out there tonight. 0 to 10, how significant is tonight? And as Dave phrased it, are you expecting the unexpected? Because I am. I think it's going to stand out. I think it's going to create more buzz than expected. 20 past 1, chime in. Phone call or text, either way. StilesFinancial.com, talk and text lines. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can you look up, this is Randy Newman, can you look up how many Oscar nominations Randy Newman has received?
More than a couple.
It's a crazy number. It's a Twin Stick of Tuesday presented by Miller Marine and Power Lodge of St. Cloud, Bennington Pontoon's largest dealer. So school's back in session, but Sunday is still fun at Target Field for the kids.
Still kids' day.
Yeah. Twins host the Reds. How many Reds can you name right now? Kids 12. Pete Rose. Johnny Bench.
Mm-hmm, that's a
Don
good one.
Gullett.
Yeah.
Doggy at first. Cesar Geronimo.
Joey Votto.
Dave Concepcion. Ken Griffey. Ken Griffey Jr. Kids 12 and younger can experience Bullseye's backyard and Gate 34 lawn and run the bases after the game. That's sweet. I like that they added the lawn area out there, the puck entrance.
Mm-hmm.
So four-pack of tickets this Sunday against the Big Red Machine, the Cincinnati Reds. Don't call in now. Wait for the Twins jingle.
Be the third caller when you hear it.
And you can do that.
22 for Randy Newman, by the way.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Can you Google also the most Oscar nominations anyone has ever received? It's probably going to be another musical person, right? Who's just soundtrack, just cranks out the soundtracks. But Randy Newman, what a phenomenal career.
Looks like John Williams has been nominated 52 times.
Yeah, so that was my guess. And former WCCO radio host. You know, the fact he was doing all that while hosting the show here.
54 now, actually, for John Williams. He's got the most of anybody living.
And normally John Williams is working the Oscars himself, right? And then he gets nominated for that, too. It's like Boyd Hooper. You know, they're just dominating.
Yeah.
I hope our guy Boyd is doing well in his recovery, too, and in the process and the procedure. Great man. When Susie was in, when I asked the person who looks young, what did our one texter say, of course? Joel Maturi. Wayne Newton does not look young for his age. Get out of here. He looks like he belongs in a museum.
He looks like he's in the wax museum.
Exactly.
Madame Tussauds.
Christy Brinkley. Yeah, Christy looks very young. How old is Christy? Late 60s, maybe? Marie Osmond. Selma Hayek. Selma Hayek is stunning looking.
She's 59. Selma just had the birthday. Christy's 70.
58 for Selma.
Or if it's 58, excuse me.
Christy's 70? That's amazing. Ralph Macchio. Ralph Macchio does look very young.
He does.
Jane Fonda. I agree. Hallie. Well, Hallie's perfect looking. I mean, case closed. Tracy Chapman. Paul Rudd. 55. Yeah, Paul Rudd.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Good for him.
Texter. Zero, not watching. Mind is made up. MAGA. Okay. I mean, I get it. You do you. Maybe you don't like debates. I would listen, if you're that much of a diehard for Trump or Harris, maybe you'd want to watch and just say, yep, I agree. Yep, she's awful or he's awful, whatever. Let's see. I think going tonight, it's who's going to make a bigger mistake than who's going to be able to deliver the information without making a mistake. We've had those before. Like Gerald Ford really screwed up big time with Jimmy Carter right before the election. A lot of people think that might have cost him the election, a close race. Think about Judy Dutcher here with E85 and what she said just days before. You know, Mike Hatch might have defeated Tim Pawlenty. Julie Louise Dreyfus looks very young. Yep. I think the debate is crucial only for Harris. Something big and unexpected has to happen in her favor or the debate won't move the needle. The debate matters more for Harris, I think, by a lot. Do you agree, Dave Eric?
I think she's got the most to gain.
I think she has the most to lose, too.
That's debatable to me.
He says stuff and you're thinking, this is it. This is the end. It's never the end. Or he's found guilty. It's never the end. He's Teflon.
It has been the end. His last few elections that he's either been in or significantly involved with have not gone well.
Michael Lindell told me he won. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay.
I think Harris will bait Trump until he loses his temper, thereby energizing his base and boosting his poll numbers. Well, I raised the baiting situation before. And I said, does she want to do that? Texter suggesting maybe that would help Donald if he gets mad.
Exciting the base isn't going to help boost poll numbers. The base is there. I don't understand how it's so close when you have the Democrats. Clearly, they have fallen in line behind Kamala Harris to a person. You have Republicans falling away from Donald Trump. Led by Liz Cheney, Dick Cheney, seemingly George W. Bush.
The old school ones, but like in that New York Times poll the other day, Dave, 93% of Republicans still backing Donald Trump. That's, for him and for Republicans, that's spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, well, here's a text along the same lines. Unlike Trump, it's obvious Kamala's hiding her true leftist beliefs. The neocons like the Cheneys will be voting for Kamala because She can be controlled. Mitt Romney, Paul Ryan, there are all sorts of traditional Republicans who are repulsed by Donald Trump. That doesn't mean they're all neocons. They've made a decision that on a little bit of the policy, because majority policy, there's still much, much more with him than her. They've made a decision about character. Donald Trump has moved positions decade after decade after decade. Donald Trump was a lefty, a socialist lefty in New York his entire life. So all of a sudden, when he's the evangelicals and the Bible, give me a break. You're just a sucker if you believe that. Now, on fiscal issues, well, sure. He's right of center because he wants his money. But I made this point over and over again. She absolutely has moved from 19. And I need to hear some direct, hard questions here. Why have you moved again? Are you just going to float pending the win? But to act like Trump hasn't done this and act like Trump is some lifelong conservative, give me a break. Now, the person says no wars under Trump. That's a point I think they should make more. I think Democrats can push back on it and say Donald was just a puppet for Putin, because he was. However, they didn't invade Ukraine when Donald was in charge. They didn't. Israel and Gaza, and saying that wouldn't have happened under Trump, you have no idea. But it didn't. The idea that Hamas was afraid of Donald Trump, give me a break. Hamas has no scruples, character, decency, and would kill anyone who they think is against them. They saw an opportunity against Israel. Joe Biden was giving Israel every defense weapon they wanted at that time. So I don't buy that at all. I think it's very subjective on Ukraine and Biden versus Putin. However, if you're Trump, you can say that. You can say stability. Now, Biden comes back and says NATO and more peaceful times with a lot of our allies when it was tumultuous under Trump. But as far as whether you believe it or not, the facts are, when Trump was in charge, there was not a Ukraine battle. Now, he was shaking down Zelensky. That's a fact. So you better include all this. And again, if you're thinking Hamas was thinking, well, we don't want to tick off Trump, Hamas, they'd, you know what they'd do? They would slit the throat of Donald's son-in-law and his daughter, who converted to Judaism. So the idea that Hamas was like, oh, no, not Donald. They don't care about that in any way. All right, we might get to more debate stuff, including this Haitian immigrants are capturing your cats and Melania jumping in on the assassination. Because part of me is like, interesting timing. But there's still a part of me saying, why don't we know more about that assassination attempt? I'm stunned that we don't know more about it. Let's talk to Jamie. Yukis is next on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.